My fellow wanderer, we are fast approaching the 200th episode of the Lore of the Rings podcast, and I want you to be a part of it. I'm bringing together voices from our wandering community to share their favorite passages from J.R.R. Tolkien's works. Here's where you come in. Share with me your most beloved lines from Tolkien and why you love them so much, and I may include your thoughts in episode number 200. So, what is your single most favorite line from Tolkien's tales? Head over to ringspodcast.com/survey to tell me what it is and why you love it so much. You might even be featured in episode number 200. But don't wait, because I need to hear from you by December 31st if you want to be part of episode 200. Again, that's ringspodcast.com/survey. Thank you for joining me in this special celebration. Happy Thanksgiving. In the United States, we celebrate Thanksgiving today. So today, you and I will explore three Tolkien-inspired thoughts about gratitude. From the original Hobbit to Bilbo, to Faramir of Gondor, and even a little detour into the Thanksgiving practices of ancient Numenor. I'm Aaron, host of Lore of the Rings, and your guide to wandering Middle-earth. And before we get going, thank you for listening to the Lore of the Rings podcast. You have so many various options of what you could be listening to right now, and I am humbled and appreciative that you choose to explore Tolkien's world with me each week. After nearly 3 years of this show, I am encouraged by the small notes and comments you send me and the reviews you leave for the episodes. I've had more than one occasion where I thought that maybe continuing to produce this podcast wasn't worth it or helping anyone. And then I received an encouraging message from a fellow wanderer just like you. They gave me the jumpstart I needed. So thank you for wandering Middle-earth with me. Now, let's wander. The first Tolkien-inspired Thanksgiving thought we explore today comes from Mr. Bilbo Baggins. In The Hobbit, Bilbo Baggins arrived in Laketown riding on several floating barrels after escaping from the Elf King and before the encounters with the dragon Smaug. Because it was autumn time, the water was cold, and Bilbo developed quite a nasty cold. In Laketown, the dwarves and Bilbo had a warm welcome. And while Bilbo had little to say in The Hobbit, he had quite a bit more to say about those events on the 60th anniversary of his arrival. At that time, Bilbo was celebrating his 111st birthday with his nephew Frodo in the long-expected party that opens the Fellowship of the Ring book and movie. As part of his speech, he says, quote, "It is also, if I may be allowed to refer to ancient history, the anniversary of my arrival by barrel at Esgaroth on the Long Lake, though the fact that it was my birthday slipped my memory on that occasion. I was only 51 then, and birthdays did not seem so important. The banquet was very splendid, however, though I had a bad cold at the time, I remember, could only say, Thagil Varabach. I now repeat it more correctly. Thank you very much for coming to my little party." A few things to note here. First, we can see a little into Tolkien's writing style. When he wrote The Hobbit, Tolkien didn't have any notion of how that story would connect with his wider legendarium. He didn't have a detailed calendar system, nor had he even given Bilbo a birthday. But when it came time to write the so-called sequel to The Hobbit, and Tolkien started with his long-expected birthday party, he added in more detail and sort of retconned the Hobbit story. He gave an excellent excuse. Bilbo had forgotten about his birthday while on the road with the dwarves. Nevertheless, it reveals Tolkien's style of discovering more about his characters while in the act of writing. Second, Bilbo's insistence that the only thing he could say to his hosts at Laketown was to express his gratitude shows how important gratitude is to hobbits. Frodo will take this idea of thanking the host a step further in the Two Towers. There, Frodo had been captured by Faramir, brother of Boromir, and captain of Gondor. While Frodo is in his charge, Faramir invites him and Sam to take a meal with them. Before they eat, the men of Gondor perform a ritual. Quote, "Before they ate, Faramir and all his men turned and faced west in a moment of silence. Faramir signed to Frodo and Sam that they should do likewise. So we always do," he said as they sat down. "We look towards Numenor that was, and beyond to Elvenhome that is, and to that which is beyond Elvenhome, and will ever be. Have you no such custom at meat?" "No," said Frodo, feeling strangely rustic and untutored. "But if we are guests, we bow to our host, and after we have eaten, we rise and thank him." "That we do also," said Faramir. Tolkien often referred to this passage as the grace before meat in his letters, and claimed that it was one of the few scraps of religious practices that the men of Gondor had retained from Numenor. The ritual is not necessarily a thanksgiving or even a petition of blessing on the meal, but is more the vestiges of remembering and honoring the higher power that gave life to all creation. But note also the commonalities between the Gondorian ritual and what Frodo describes as a hobbit ritual. Quote, "If we are guests, we bow to our host, and after we have eaten, we rise and thank him." So if you are one of those fans who claims to be a hobbit, then I had better see some bowing to the host of your Thanksgiving meal. Now, let's go even further. Perhaps the roots of the grace before meat ritual can be found in a passage from Unfinished Tales about Numenor and the religious practices of its people.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Faramir, his father Denethor, and all the men of Gondor were the descendants of the survivors from the downfall of the ancient kingdom of Numenor. Numenor was the island kingdom of men during the Second Age of Middle-earth. The land was given to men who helped the elves in the fight against Morgoth in the First Age of Middle-earth. The men received other gifts aside, such as culture, art, and a much longer lifespan than other mortal men. Numenor also shows that while the elves had a special connection to and reverence for the Valar, the powers that govern Middle-earth, the men of Numenor were more closely connected with the creator god Eru Ilúvatar, to whom even the Valar are obedient. This connection is fully displayed in three rituals that the men of Numenor perform on the holy mountain in the middle of their island called Meneltarma. In a collection of manuscripts published as The Unfinished Tales of Numenor and Middle-earth, I'll link to that in the show notes, Tolkien described his religious practice. On Meneltarma was a plateau where, quote, "none might speak any word save the king only. Thrice only in each year the king spoke, offering prayer for the coming year at the Eru Kemierme," I think I said that right, Eru Kemierme, something like that, "in the first days of spring, praise of Eru Ilúvatar at the Eru Laite in midsummer, and thanksgiving to him at the Eru Hantale at the end of autumn. At these times, the king ascended the mountain on foot, followed by a great concourse of people, clad in white and garlanded, but silent." These prayers fell out of custom among the Numenorean people, one of many factors that led to the eventual downfall of the kingdom. But some of the Numenoreans were faithful, and though they may not have been able or willing to continue all of the rites of worship practiced in Numenor, some forms were kept and preserved and continued, all the way until Faramir introduced the custom to Frodo and Sam. Not much else is known about this prayer of thanksgiving. The word itself, Eru Hantale, literally means thanksgiving to God, in the High Elvish language of Quenya. Eru means God, and Hantale means thanksgiving, hence Eru Hantale. So during your Thanksgiving festivities today, I hope you bow to your host, and then say, "Happy Hantale," or special bonus points if you say the full Elvish phrase of joyful Thanksgiving, Eliseya Hantale. Thank you to this episode's executive producer, The Old One. If you would like to support the show, please visit ringspodcast.com/member. Visit ringspodcast.com to find the show on social media, contact me, or join the free Lore of the Rings email newsletter. Thank you for wandering Middle-earth with me today.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
My fellow wanderer, we are fast approaching the 200th episode of the Lore of the Rings podcast, and I want you to be a part of it. I'm bringing together voices from our wandering community to share their favorite passages from J.R.R. Tolkien's works. Here's where you come in. Share with me your most beloved lines from Tolkien and why you love them so much, and I may include your thoughts in episode number 200. So, what is your single most favorite line from Tolkien's tales? Head over to ringspodcast.com/survey to tell me what it is and why you love it so much. You might even be featured in episode number 200. But don't wait, because I need to hear from you by December 31st if you want to be part of episode 200. Again, that's ringspodcast.com/survey. Thank you for joining me in this special celebration.